WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Count the College Station mayor against a request by the Convention and Visitors Bureau for more money to recruit additional events to the Twin Cities.
I think they've got $17,000 left to spend, and that's what they have.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Nancy Berry says the CVB should be held just as accountable as the rest of the city.
They came and presented the budget during our budget workshops, and they got $200,000 more in 14 than they did in 13.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you budget, you have to expect what your expenses are going to be. And, you know, the city doesn't have an open checkbook.
The CVB asked for $110,000 to consider giving to 11 organizations sponsoring 13 events. That's estimated to bring in $9.5 million to the local economy. The College Station School Board has finished the first of seven steps in redrawing elementary zones. After the hearing, Board of Trustees President Valerie Yokin says she totally understands the concerns of parents who've been affected by any or all of four zoning changes in the last 10 years.
But I also went to 12 different schools before I was in eighth grade, so I'm not really sure that I understand what problem it causes versus what it does to you to learn how to make change. So it's a very personal impact, and so we just have to try to do what's best for all the students in College Station.
A week from Tuesday night, the board will approve the parameters that a committee will consider in developing new attendance zones. Those recommendations will be presented in August, and the board will take action no later than October. President Obama has rolled out his proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the nearly $4 trillion package is essentially a redo of Obama's economic stimulus plan.
We saw how few jobs were created from the last stimulus plan, and actually the cost per job is somewhere in the neighborhood of over $2 million. Per job created. And that just doesn't work in the real world of economics. Mm-hmm.
Flores says he sees nothing that fits what needs to be done in the district, the state, or the country. Ted Cruz has changed his mind and has endorsed his Texas colleague in the U.S. Senate. Cruz went to Facebook to congratulate John Cornyn's overwhelming win over Congressman Steve Stockman of Houston, who had been disavowed by Texas Tea Party groups. Cruz's post stated Cornyn has earned considerable respect in the Senate, even though, quote, we have not agreed on everything. The Bryan Fire Department is asking for assistance and learning more about a fire last Christmas Eve.
Tommy's Drive-In, 1520 West 28th Street. The washateria connected to it had a fire in it, and we're still investigating that fire.
Fire Marshal William Bouse says anyone with information is invited to call their office at 209-5960. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's 7:08, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable clouds across the area this morning, but that'll give way to partial sunshine. We'll have breezy conditions today. Temperatures will get a chance to warm up. Highs will reach 55 to 60. Partly cloudy weather tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow it's going to turn cloudy. It turns warmer, high 65 to 70. Clouds near 50 tomorrow night. There could be some showers and thunderstorms Saturday. The highs on Saturday close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. We've got A&M basketball from last night and a nail biter, A&M baseball in a blanking of Texas Southern, plus a whole lot more from the NBA and Aggie Pro Day yesterday. All coming up with sports, and we'll do that for you about 7:50.
If technology continues the way it is now, it actually will be safe to leave your home as long as you have your smartphone with you, where you download numerous apps. And again, I'm not an app person. I don't know. I got maybe... I'm afraid to ask Patrick, but
not as many as most.
All right. I mean, I got probably 9 or 9 or 10 apps on my phone. Okay.
Oh, I am.
See, I know. I'm not that way.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
20, uh-huh.
While you count, 20. Patrick, how many you got?
Oh, well, it's probably just under 100.
Okay, approximately.
Oh, wow, I'm not even close to that.
Yeah, it's just over time. I don't even use most of them.
I understand. I'm like 30 or 40, maybe.
Okay. So, but we have one more. I mean, there's another one for
you out
there.
There's always room for one more.
Of course there is. It's just like Jell-O. Anyhow, so you've been there before. It's the call of nature, but public restrooms aren't easy to find sometimes, and businesses have the old customers only sign out. Again, it's a long list of reasons why it's great to live in Bryan College Station. And, of course, the access to public bathrooms would be one of them. It's not right up there at the top of the list. But the deal is, if you've been in the big city, and I'm sure you probably have, I can remember standing in line in an overpriced coffee shop for probably the better part of 15 minutes.
And that's a long time if you gotta.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, there were a lot of people in line. And what are you going to do? But, you know, it was in Manhattan, so that's they don't have them there. So here, coming to your rescue, is Airbnb. If you're familiar with Airbnb, that is an app that is kind of like a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
It gives you places to live.
Okay.
You type in the city, and it'll give you properties that are available. This is something different. It connects full bladders with empty bathrooms. Actually, it's bathroom owners who are willing to share their facilities for a small fee. Must have made Mardi Gras in New Orleans a whole lot different. That's the first thing I'm thinking.
Yeah, no kidding.
29 people made their places public in New Orleans, as a matter of fact. The going rate was about $3. And it hasn't caught on really outside of New Orleans. Oh, and by the way, Antwerp, Belgium, for some reason. But it's out there.
So this is, in Britain, it'd be a P for a P?
Something like that, exactly. So theoretically, that's what the idea is, if you're willing to allow complete strangers to come in and do that. There are currently 43 locations across U.S. America, but only two in New York City. One is a fifth-floor walk-up. That's at Union Square for $5. No shoes allowed, by the way. I don't know. And also a
the fifth floor?
Yeah. And also a majestic 100-year-old Crown Heights mansion for only $10.
I guess when you gotta.
I suppose so. Only 5 floors to go. And again, in the big city, it's a big problem.
No,
so much.
Would you do that?
What?
Would you open your house up?
No, there's no way.
See, I'd think about it.
Get out of here.
I would think about it. For that kind of money, why not?
You going to give them a time limit?
I'll take your $2. You go ahead on.
You going to give them a time limit? I'm just saying.
Probably not.
Okay.
I am armed, though, so
okay,
I can.
there'll be a de-stinking fee,
yeah,
if I have to
again,
use my own potpourri.
How about a purification fee?
Yeah sure.
It's a little more genteel.
Fine.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you heard about this yesterday, but Abby Martin is a reporter until yesterday. She basically condemned Russia's move into Ukraine and walked off.
No, I think they moved her off, didn't they?
That may be it.
No.
Well, no, did she walk off of her own accord? That's what I thought.
My understanding, first of all, she's in the American Bureau.
Yes.
So she's not in Russia.
Right.
And her friend, her colleague, there was some disciplinary action being taken against her colleague for something she said.
Okay, now you may be.
She decided to quit.
Okay, that's Liz Walsh. She announced live on the broadcast yesterday from D.C. that she was quitting. She recounted how her grandparents had fled from Hungary to escape the persecution of the Soviets, and she said she could not be a part of a network that whitewashes the actions of Putin. So there you go. Told the Daily Beast afterwards that she said, "I'm kind of ashamed that I even worked there." So we have that story. We have the one who quit, walked off. We had the one who was disciplined. And comes now the story this morning that a Russian group has nominated Vladimir Putin for the Nobel Peace Prize. So there you go.
It worked for Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he didn't invade any countries, but I mean, yeah.
Well, not
he
yet.
He invaded this one.
Anyway, the story is, obviously, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. So you can just be nominated. Doesn't necessarily mean that it'll matter. And, of course, since that is the big talk, it has sparked an international crisis and fear of returns to the old nuclear standoff, duck and cover days of the Cold War, which is important and huge implications, of course, for the world of the nation. So today, the president is being criticized for a picture that shows him wearing what is sometimes called the Canadian tuxedo. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know what that was. I had no idea. It's a picture of him wearing denim on denim, which, of course, you cannot do. This apparently is a big, big faux pas, while he was actually trying to avert this international crisis. In the words of Ron Christie, who's a former advisor to George W. Bush, quote, talking with the president of Russia about an invasion in a button-down shirt and jeans is not up to the task. I would never presume to be that informal or casual in an office that is the beacon of freedom in the world.
He did what we all must learn to do. You
and you
and you
and you.
Duck
and cover.
There are a lot of things I disagree with Obama, but if he's okay with jeans and a button-down shirt, I'm okay with him doing that. Look, it's a full-time job.
It's very low on my list of concerns about him.
Exactly. It's exactly right. Rush will talk about this a little bit. It's 7:16. Rush will talk a little bit later about this, but it's the first round of the court battle by a judge in New Jersey that ruled yesterday that an 18-year-old high school cheerleader who sued her parents so she could live on her own while making them pay for it. Her name is Rachel Koenig, an honor student at a high school and, again, a cheerleader and lacrosse player, sued her parents for kicking her out of the house and refusing to pay her college tuition. Now, her daddy claims that he never kicked his daughter out, as she ran away in November after refusing to follow house rules, chores, curfews, being a little respectful, that kind of stuff. Rachel wanted the court to rule that she's not emancipated, and which is the term that they use in New Jersey legally, and remains financially dependent on her parents. So the judge denied that request but set another court date for next month to hash things out, including her legal status. The judge did cite her behavior over the past year. She's had disciplinary problems at school as well. An email from Rachel to her parents in which she said, "I'm my biggest enemy, and I do realize that a change has to be made." She isn't exactly on her own. She's living with a friend, and the friend's daddy is an attorney who's doing all the legal work for her. So there you go, finding out about that. Next half hour, we're going to talk about the SAT. Y'all remember that? If you're old like I am, it was the CEEBs, but it's the standardized test that you take for college. Now, apparently, you don't have to be nearly as smart as you used to be. Sorry to say. Putting a little music together with a little bit of sports, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is going to do a gig at the NCAA March Madness Music Festival.
Yeah.
April 6th, Reunion Park in Dallas. 3 days of music. It's all free. You'll need tickets, of course, to get in, but they're first come, first serve. Boss hits the road after that. We've got NASCAR and the Final Four and this music thing all going on in Dallas the same weekend. That's going to be crazy up there.
Cha-ching. And that's the weekend of the Aggie race car.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. That's all that's going on right there in the same weekend. So my thought is, if you don't have to be in, I mean, if you want to be in Dallas, obviously that's great. But if you don't have to be, probably moving out and, hey, maybe renting out your bathroom be a good thing to do.
Don't be picking.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
720-695-1620 if you want to weigh in on anything. 695-1620. All right, so trying to make you feel better about sitting in front of the computer not doing anything. If you're worried about spending those hours in front of your computer and what it'll do to your eyeballs, rest assured it won't. Researchers say increased screen time is not messing up your eyes. However, hours in front of the computer screen will lead to what's called eye strain. But while it's painful, cause problems? Nah, not prolonged problem. Prolonged eye strain is not going to cause any permanent damage to your eyes, but you know, getting away from that wouldn't hurt. Just try not to binge on it. Don't do the screen binge. Look away every 10 minutes. Look away? I would hope so. Have you ever looked at the screen for 10 minutes nonstop?
Oh, yeah, every morning.
Do you? Oh, I don't do that. I just...
Well, you're very busy over there. You got a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, I'm ADHD, maybe. All right, here, this will make you feel even better. Playing Candy Crush may have some mental benefits.
I'm going to tune out. I do not need to hear this story.
Patrick and I should both be unequivocal geniuses.
Y'all are still on this, huh?
Not anymore. I gave up, and I don't want to relapse.
Ah.
Relapse.
What made you back away?
I hated a level and gave up.
Oh, all right.
And I refused to pay money to skip past the levels.
So oh, there you go.
That's how they get your money.
You get to skip. Well, isn't it more difficult since you move past it? Why would
not
you
always.
Pay to play? What?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Ahead. Some crosswords are easy. Some are hard. You know, just
the next level. This would take a half hour to explain Candy Crush to you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, don't worry. No, for real, it's okay. But anyway, but it says that Candy Crush actually can give you some mental benefits if you keep it in check. A recent survey found that taking video game breaks improves your mood, helps sharpen the focus as well. That's because we block everything else out while we're playing and concentrate on strategy and success. See, that's the kind of thing, and I guess that's the kind of thing the caveman had to do, right? I mean, the caveman had to be focused, all right? Because he's lunch if he's not out getting lunch. So focusing would be a good thing. Somehow, can't we find something more productive than Candy Crush to focus on? But Candy Crush is a good example.
It's a mind waster.
Well, its rewards are stimulating, according to the study. The bright colors, the confectionery explosion.
You sound like a parrot.
The bright colors and confectionery explosions give us an extra dose of feel-good dopamine. It sounds like we're talking about some kid who's 9 months old, 10 months old.
IRS, Ukraine, budget.
Candy Crush, hey! Okay. Players are also forced to take a break after completing various levels. So there.
Well, and you can only die 5 times.
Yeah. It says here, there is no denying the games are addictive. Players who pay to advance, as Patrick mentioned, to the next level, are flirting with addiction.
I've never done the pay for.
And they said what that does then is that cancels all the feel-good aspects of the game.
Well, sure.
So know exactly what's good about the game and what's bad about the game. Paying money bad.
That's how I feel about lots of things.
Exploding candy fun.
Now, it's not name brand candy, right? It's just kind of hard candy? It's
sure.
Just,
yeah,
no, I'm asking. I don't know.
No, it is.
Oh,
it is.
I have no idea. Okay. Why don't they brand that? That sounds to me like that'd be some money. You know, you're working for the Reese's Peanut Butter Pieces.
Here's your Candy Crush bag of
whatever.
This level is sponsored by.
Lots of monetization.
No, they've got ads in there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they make their money that way, too.
I got you. 724.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Aggie fans, the Texas A&M softball team opens SEC play this weekend with a three-game series against the Missouri Tigers at the Softball Complex. First game Friday at 7 p.m. will feature a special post-game fireworks show. Saturday's game's at 4. The Aggies wrap up the series against the Tigers Sunday at 12 noon. Come out and support your fighting Texas Aggie softball team all weekend long. Purchase your tickets today by visiting AggieAthletics.com or by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE and gig 'em.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 60 for a high temperature today. Sunshiny skies. Winds out of the north at about 10 to 15. 38 tonight. Tomorrow, pretty ideal. Sunny skies and 67 is what we'll look at. About the same thing on Saturday, but we get a chance of rain coming in. 40% chance of showers during the day. 40% at night. And then only about 60 for our high temperature on Sunday with the chances of rain diminishing to 30% but still continuing. Then we're back up to 68 as we start the week next week. Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 6. We have a relative humidity of 49%, and it's 55 degrees. Agma Glass, 1946 is when they came to town in downtown Bryan. They had a location in College Station for a long, long time, right across from the main entrance at A&M. And also what they have for you is service, because you need fast response most times when you give Acme Glass a call, because you need to get glass repaired or replaced. Could be safety concerns, could be security concerns, could be both. So they understand that. They'll come to you and fix the things that need to be fixed there. You know, obviously there's some situations where the glass is in place. They've got to come to you. But also when it comes to your vehicle, for instance, if you can't get into their shop to have the work done on your vehicle, they can come to you and do that. That's the kind of thing they have been doing for decades at Acme Glass, and they continue to. So do this. Give them a call when you need glass or you want glass, and they'll be glad to show you work that they've done, by the way, when it comes to wanting glass in a business location or maybe doing some remodel or new construction. They'll be glad to and proud of showing you the different uses they have. So give them a call. Let them help you out. Also do security mirrors. They'll cut mail slots and doors. They also do plastic. And they do straight-line bevels up to 2 inches. And they're open on Saturdays for a half day if you've got some sort of a project that you need to get done or maybe work done on your car. So lots of reasons for you to visit them. That's Acme Glass again in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Rachel Canning, 18, has created quite a buzz. She wants her parents to pay her college costs, so she's suing them. She claims they threw her out of her house, their house, last year. On Tuesday, Morristown Superior Court Judge Peter Bogard ruled that Ms. Canning is not entitled to $650 weekly child support or to have the cost of her private Haskell tuition paid for by her estranged parents. But he will decide at another hearing in April if they'll be forced to pay her upcoming college costs. Now, the parents say that their daughter left on her own after refusing to ditch her no-good boyfriend, refusing to honor curfew, and refusing to do her chores. Rachel, an honor student, lacrosse player, Morris Catholic High School, is living with a classmate described as her best friend and the girl's family. Her best friend's dad, a lawyer, is footing the legal bill, which so far totals about $12,000. An independent investigator assigned to the case reportedly found the teenage girl is spoiled. Well, that's hard to believe. I mean, doesn't every 18-year-old sue her parents? In ruling for the parents, who were in tears in the courtroom, the judge said, "Do we want to establish a precedent where parents live in basic fear of establishing rules of the house?" Your Honor, that train's left station. Liberals put parents in fear of raising their kids with discipline years ago. This is just the latest example of how twisted things are and are becoming.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board has completed three public hearings about redrawing attendance zones to fit a ninth elementary school. A handful of parents spoke Wednesday. Tracy Adams was the first of two asking to keep a socioeconomic balance of students.
Especially for the feeder patterns as they feed up into the two schools, so we don't end up with the haves and have-nots in the high schools.
Joe Fix called on the district to invest time and money to better provide a more equal education at all schools.
The desire to go to quote-unquote good schools exists because CSISD has allowed these schools to develop and does not address correcting the lag in educational experience within the older schools in the district. The only thing that seems to matter is the inequality of the low SES numbers.
Board of Trustees President Valerie Yokin said after the hearing that CSISD has good schools across the board.
I do think that there are differences on teachers, on their philosophy, on how they deal with the students in their class.
At the board's next meeting on the 18th, action is expected on the parameters a committee can consider in developing new elementary attendance zones. Proposals will be presented in August, and final action is expected in October. It's the fourth time in 10 years CSISD school boundaries have changed. A request by the Convention and Visitors Bureau for another $110,000 from hotel occupancy tax money generated in College Station is opposed by Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think we, hold the Convention Visitors Bureau to the same standards that we give everyone else that is asking for money from the city. And that is, it was budgeted and that's what they get. And they need to live within their budget like the city does.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Barry says the city is struggling how to spend hotel tax money above the yearly appropriation to the CVB.
We don't want this money sitting in the bank. We want it out there using it to create more revenue for the city in ways that we can add to the general fund, sales tax, for instance.
The CVB asked for the additional money based on grant requests from 11 organizations that are sponsoring 13 events, estimated to generate an economic impact of $9.5 million. The proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year has no positives, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
It raises taxes. It causes defense spending to be overshadowed by the spending on our national debt, by the interest spending on our national debt. That's very problematic. And it just, it doesn't do anything to fix all the policy issues that under this president have pushed more people out of the middle class and down into poverty and caused the labor force participation rate to be the lowest since Jimmy Carter.
Flores says the job creation portion of the president's budget is similar to the first economic stimulus plan, which cost taxpayers $2 million for each new job. A Christmas Eve fire at a Bryan business remains under investigation. Fire Marshal William Bowes says there was damage at the laundromat connected to Tommy's Drive-In on West 28th Street.
Anything or has heard anything about that fire that they feel like might be important, they can call 209-5960 and get in touch with the Fire Marshal's office, and we'd be glad to hear from them.
Again, the Fire Marshal's office phone number is 209-5960. You might recall the judge from Aransas County who was suspended after he was caught on videotape beating his then 16-year-old daughter. Yesterday, voters rejected Judge William Adams' reelection bid. The Aransas County attorney won the Republican primary and with no Democratic opposition will take the bench in January. Adams, who had sought a fourth term, was derailed after his daughter posted a video online 3 years ago of a beating she took 10 years ago. Some supervisors in the Bastrop County Sheriff's Office are catching heat after changing the field training records of a deputy involved in the fatal shooting of an unarmed woman.
Sissy Jones with the Sheriff's Office says two of the supervisors have been demoted and suspended with disciplinary action pending against five others.
Prior to the shooting, it was noticed that several deputies' field training records were not completed. Signatures weren't in the right place, things of that nature. And once that shooting took place, the supervisors took it upon themselves to make sure that that particular deputy's records were completed.
Jones says they're not taking the actions lightly. The Texas Rangers have been called in to investigate the fatal shooting. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Scientists and researchers are releasing up to 50 paddlefish in a Texas lake that the fish once called home. Paddlefish disappeared from Caddo Lake after a dam was built in the 1950s. The dam changed how water flowed through the watershed. An agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers changes how water is released from the dam so it can more closely mimic nature. WTAW News Time, it's 7:36 and 45 degrees out here. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
Becoming partly sunny, breezy, and milder today with highs of 55 to 60. Overnight, it's going to be partly cloudy. Lows will fall back to about 40. It'll cloud up during the day tomorrow. We'll have highs somewhere between 65 and 70. More clouds tomorrow night, lows near 50. Showers, thunderstorms, they look possible during the day Saturday. Temperatures Saturday afternoon should be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, that's kind of his M.O. is throwing strikes and filling it up, and that's exactly what he did.
That's Kit Moore talking about Aggie baseball from last night, a pitcher that threw nine strikeouts over six innings. We'll get you caught up with Aggie baseball, Aggie basketball, Aggie Pro Day, the NFL, and some PGA as well. All coming up with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes or so.
You know, we've talked about it 8 or 9 years ago when ESPN really hadn't bought enough product to fill up their time, their hours.
Mm-hmm.
Before they got to all these shows that they now have on there. I mean, they would show these little esoteric sports. And we talked about that, how they had the dart throwing and the Scrabble and all that stuff. Well, there's still one more frontier that they have not brought to U.S. America.
Candy Crush.
Well, no. It's pillow fighting. The All Japan Pillow Fighting Association. What?
I wanted. Do they have like a red, white, and blue logo like the NBA?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. Don't we want Chris Fowler over there on game day for the All Japan Pillow Fighting? They have created the world's first officially recognized fighting pillow. The pillow was tested to have just the right balance of softness and toughness and is specifically designed to be used in official pillow fights. Pillow fighters typically compete in five-member teams. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, I thought we all did, but rules much like dodgeball, but a little fluffier. And when the referee yells out, the teacher is coming, everybody has to lay down and pretend to be asleep. The object of the game has something to do with stealing as many pillows as you can from the opposing team until they are completely disarmed. Winners can score up to $1,000 in the official tournament. I guess after I've seen one, you know, it's kind of like a Gilbert Gottfried concert. After you've done it for a little while, you've probably had enough. I mean, do you want to stay for the finals? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how many teams are in a tournament, but nonetheless, there you go. So one more sport that we haven't done. Now, if you're going out and heading to a job interview soon, we are here to help you out this morning. It is time to figure out what Hire Me color you need to wear. Because it's not always the same. One color does not suit all jobs. Here are the recommendations from the folks at Career Builders. If you're going into a job in management or leadership, black or red. Black conveys sophistication and is taken seriously, while red suggests passion and power. If you're going to be a team player in that position, blue, it's the safest bet because blue exudes trust and confidence. If you're going to be in a position where you have to do analytical stuff, logical stuff, it's gray. Gray, it's a lonely color, but it suggests that you are independent, self-sufficient, and therefore you can figure it out yourself.
Well-organized,
white. White, okay. Dependable, brown, think UPS, okay? Brown suggests safe and warm and reliable.
And boring.
Well, that's a shame. I was going to attribute that to Congress. But
well, no, you know who used to wear a lot of brown suits is Ronald Reagan. Used to wear brown a lot. He looked good in that. He liked that. If you're going to be creative, do orange, yellow, or purple. And there you go. Those are some choices for you so that you can go out there and get that job you want.
I think when I interviewed here, I had black and gray on.
Yeah, I know. Analytical. Yeah. You're wearing a hat.
And management.
Yeah, you're wearing a hat. That's
all crap.
Exactly right. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. All right, so, you know, it used to be that jargon really was part of, I don't know, some upper echelon necessarily, where people were just smarter than the folks they were talking to. They'd use these words that nobody understood. Well, now more and more, because of the different things that are going on in our world, there's a jargon for almost everything. But a recent survey of nearly 2,400 people found that many U.S. Americans have no clue when it comes to tech-related jargon terms. Now, obviously, Patrick will know all these, but they did a survey.
That would make one of us.
About 1 in 10 U.S. Americans think HTML is an STD.
Whoa! Get out of here!
18% think Blu-ray is a marine animal.
Oh, my.
Long-lost cousin of the stingray?
I'm just saying. 15% think software is a comfortable piece of clothing. 23% think that MP3 was one of the robots in Star Wars. And 27% identified Gigabyte as an insect commonly found in South America.
Jeez Louise.
This is scary, isn't it?
Wow.
The good news is 61% of those surveyed said it's important to know about technology in this day and age.
And those are the same people that get to vote.
Yeah, those are the ones who didn't know any of those things either, though. But that's all right, because now it's getting to the point where you don't have to know squat to get an SAT score that's going to be all right. They made some revisions that they announced yesterday. The biggest change is the return to the old 1,600-point scoring system. 800 math, 800 verbal. Elimination of an essay requirement. It's now optional. That is so disappointing to me. So disappointing to me. Because don't you want a student who maybe can put together some thoughts on paper.
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't allow them to type the essay with their thumbs.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
No handwriting skills.
Thank you. Yeah. The penalty for guessing incorrectly on a question will be eliminated, which will have a ginormous impact, obviously, on students who have trained to take the exam. Wall Street Journal's Carolyn Porter summed up the changes that are coming in 2016 pretty compactly. She said in her article in the Journal, out are the fancy vocabulary words, the mandatory essays, and the recently adopted 2,400-point grading scale. In are questions that demand more analysis and familiarity with a narrower range of subjects, as well as a return to the 1,600-point scale. Basically, they're taking out all the changes which were introduced back in 2005 when they overhauled everything. They're taking out the vocabulary words that they call obscure. You know? Prevaricator. They're not going to do that one. We're going to do, I forget.
Well, you're Fox, just trying to be a provocateur during
that's it,
a story.
That's it. So, Fox had a story about this yesterday, about the words that they're, sagacious, they're getting rid of that. So parents, you know, all you have to do is just talk common to your kids. Or students won't be able to talk common. Students won't be able to use a calculator anymore for some of their math sections. I kind of like that. Test takers can use either pencil and paper or a computer that they take into the exam. College Board says they are attempting to address another huge criticism of the SAT, and that is that wealthier students have an advantage over students from lower-income households. Test scores and family income do have some sort of a correlation. Test prep materials will now be free, and low-income students taking the test will receive 4 free waivers for college applications. And one other thing, of the roughly 3,000 colleges and universities in U.S. America, about 800 of them make SAT or ACT submissions optional. Did you know that?
No.
Of the 3,000 colleges and universities in the U.S., about 800 of them make SAT and ACT submissions optional. Students have shown that there's virtually no difference in grades and graduation rates between test submitters and non-submitters. So,
really?
Yeah. So, as an example, what are the questions that they're going to have on the SAT? Is multiple choice, of course. How many of the Democrats belong to the National Rifle Association? A, 3%, B, 11%, or C, what's a gub?
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Making a difference for you.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, Malik has 0% financing with approved credit. Malik proudly installs Carrier, but services all makes and models, and offers discounts to military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Hey, are you a brand new dad? Mixed in with all the excitement and joy you're feeling is probably a little uncertainty. After all, being a dad is a big job, so it's natural to feel some doubt about your abilities. But I hope you'll be encouraged. If you're an attentive parent, you'll grow into the dad you need to be. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When Nathan's first child was born, he could hardly contain his joy and excitement. But later on that night, his mood changed. He began to well up with anxiety, thinking about all the challenges he'd encounter as a father over the next 18 years. And there'd be skinned knees, squabbles with friends, driving lessons, and much, much more. Would he know how to be a caring father in all those situations? Well, if that sounds like you, I hope it'll encourage you to know that your response is perfectly normal for a new dad. Take heart in this bit of good news. You're already equipped to give your child exactly what they need most right now, and that's your love and nurturing. All the other skills that'll be required of you over the course of their childhood will develop as your child grows. You don't have to be an expert in parenting right now. If you have a learner's heart, you'll become the dad you need to be along the way. We have all the help you need to become that great dad. Just visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4,
oh no, I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting a Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. The Texas A&M baseball team scored 5 runs in the first 2 frames en route to a 6-0 victory of the Texas Southern Tigers at Olsen last night. Matt Kent earned the victory for the Aggies, doing quite well, but it was a good second inning for the Aggies for sure.
All 3 Aggie runners get short leads. Here's the 2-1. Hard hit, line drive, and that's a fair ball inside the bag at first base. One run is home, and here comes another. 2 have scored. Going to go for 3. Play at the plate, the throw, not in time. A double for Cole Langford. It scores 3 Aggies.
Matt Kent earned the victory for the Aggies, posting a career-high 9 strikeouts in 6 innings. Aggie assistant coach Austin Knight said they got exactly what they needed from the sophomore hurler.
Yeah, that's kind of his M.O. is throwing strikes and filling it up, and that's exactly what he did tonight. That's what we needed.
And it will be in action again this weekend as they welcome Louisiana Tech to Olsen Field. First pitch on Friday is slated for 6:35. Texas A&M basketball had the lead the entire game last night until a late foul sent Missouri's Ernest Ross to the free throw line.
Here it goes, and he made it. Game is tied for the second time tonight. It's 56 each. And here's the next one. He took the lead now at 57-56.
Unbelievable.
He converted both free throws under 10 seconds remaining to give Missouri its first lead of the night and help the Tigers survive a scare from Texas A&M, 57-56. The guys are back in action at Reed Arena. They'll take on Auburn Saturday at 3 o'clock with the action on 1620 WTAW. Interacting with their possible future bosses, 12 members of the Fighting Texas Aggie football team, class of 2013, were at Pro Day yesterday, and so was Coach Sumlin.
You know, these guys, it gets them in front of a lot of different people. I said, you know, last year with Luke being here and going through the workout, it really gave an opportunity. I think we had, what, 6, 7, 8 guys get into camp last year that probably would not have had that opportunity if it wasn't for Pro Day. And some of the guys who are the marquee players, it brought a lot of, you know, GMs and, you know, higher-ups in organizations here that took some guys into camp. That's really all you can ask.
Since we're talking football, Alabama coach Nick Saban is insisting he didn't have a role in coming up with the proposed 10-second rule that was shut down yesterday by the NCAA. But the coach, who has won 3 of the last 5 national championships in college football, says that the hurry-up offenses are indeed hazardous to defensive players' health. On now to A&M softball, where senior Amber Garza hit 2 dingers as the 13th-ranked Texas A&M softball team beat Texas State 9-2. The Aggies start SEC play this weekend at home against number 15 Missouri. The three-game series starts Friday at 7 o'clock. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets snapped a six-game losing streak by beating Dallas 115-110. The Houston Rockets dug out of a big hole, double digits in the first half, to beat Orlando 101-89. In the PGA, despite having back problems that caused him to withdraw last week, Tiger Woods is going to try to give it a go today in defending his title at the Cadillac Championship.
It's been a long couple days of just treatment nonstop, trying to get everything calmed down, first of all. And then from there, getting everything firing in proper sequence. Once we did that today, feels good.
The site has changed from the Blue Monster course at Doral last year, where Woods has won four times, to Trump National Doral, an entirely different layout. And finally, a small contingent of Ukrainian fans got to turn their brain off for a while and enjoy a sporting event amid political crisis at home. Ukraine eased past the United States 2-0 in a friendly exhibition match. And that's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Temps will be nice this weekend. Head out to Peach Creek Vineyards, south of town. Get a chance to enjoy a little country charm right out there in the tranquility of the vineyards. Enjoy yourself. Take another group of friends along with you, and you can enjoy either the covered pavilion that they have out there or just open seating around a fire pit. Now, you can enjoy sample tastings, wine by the glass or the bottle. You can bring your own snacks if you want to, but you can also purchase cheese and cracker trays and also s'mores packages. They're open on Saturday, noon until 6, and Sundays 1 to 5. Other times for Peach Creek Vineyards could be dependent on you. Give them a call and set up a time that would work for you. You can find more on peachcreekvineyards.com, and also you can look for Peach Creek Vineyards on Facebook. Now, Peach Creek Vineyards is on the Texas Blue Bonnet Wine Trail, and the next wine trail is coming up the last weekend of March and the first two weekends of April. And you can buy tickets for the Texas Blue Bonnet Wine Trail.com for all the locations there. But go out and try the dozen wines that you'll find at Peach Creek Vineyards and find the one that's just right for you. Again, find out more at peachcreekvineyards.com, and you can follow them on Facebook as well. Great gift ideas for wine lovers in the gift shop and great wine. That's it. Peach Creek Vineyard, south of College Station.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons.
Ah, incoming!
Singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA, doo-dah, doo-dah.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Performance artists. Performance artists in New York. Performance artists in New York living, eating, and sleeping in a giant hamster wheel.
Because
what did I say? Did I say they're performance artists? Performance artists in New York. Two performance artists in New York. 10 days. Ward Shelley, Alex Schwedner, say that they're doing this to prove a point. Quote, we all have to work together to get through the daily grind, end quote. The pair have been extremely careful so that they don't fall off or cause the other to fall off the 25-foot-tall wheel. They stay perched on opposite ends, 180 degrees from each other, and carefully coordinate each movement. Moving here!
I hope they make him drink out of that little water bottle.
Yeah, I agree. They say it's an exploration of trust between two people.
Okay.
Great. Good luck with that.
You know, because if you get mad, you could mess up somebody else's day pretty good, couldn't you? Authorities are trying to figure out why some Indiana residents received tornado alerts this week, even though the weather was fine.
Oopsie.
Yeah, somebody pushed the wrong button.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going
to
die.
Now, according to Tracy Brown, who's the